Oh, I sit on.
You're saying your team is lost, but not when you're coaching.
Yep, that's exactly right.
I lose
a lot of confidence. A lot of confidence we've lost.
How many games have we missed?
No, that's true. Not bad.
And doesn't count if you get thrown out because I'm there.
Yeah, if we're losing, I just get thrown out. That's what I do. Like, Paige, come here quick and finish.
Was Dan refereeing any of those
that's
games?
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah, was there anything allowed?
What's amazing, too, is I don't know if she did it on purpose, but Cindy, all of the games when we have city council meetings are at 5, so she can schedule them at 5. So I don't know if she had the foresight to do that, or if she just probably did. So our team plays at 5. And
Cindy did that?
Yeah, she must have.
She's very aware.
That is, yeah.
She helped you out.
That was really good.
Hey, how you doing, folks? Yeah, this is kind of fun to have a whole
these were tasty. No,
they're good. Got the iced gingerbread ones today there.
Oh, very good.
We're ready. Okay, we're going to call the meeting back to order. Okay, item 4 is 4A, subdivision final acceptance. Discussion and possible action to consider granting final acceptance to Serenity Subdivision and end the guarantee period. And who's presenting? Andrea.
Missing a council member.
Are we really missing them?
We don't have a quorum.
Hello.
Oh yeah, we're missing.
Where are you going with my cookies?
These are really good.
That's for good.
They're not like a Trader Joe's thing. Trader Joe's thing. Okay. The bios. Fantastic.
You're there and have the iced gingerbread men or seasonal.
I've never been to Trader Joe's.
So the meeting is back in order. So, what for hell's sakes? Okay. Item.
You have a quorum.
Discussion of possible action to consider granting final acceptance to Serenity Subdivision and then end the guarantee period.
So I've received memos from the engineering regarding the Serenity Subdivision and the Monta Vista Estates subdivisions. They have been through their conditional acceptance period, been inspected by engineering and public works, and have been found to, they're recommending granting final acceptance of those subdivisions and ending the guarantee period on both of them. Subject to paying their fees if they have any remaining. Oh.
Yes. Okay. So that's the motion needs to be.
Any concerns from staff on that at all?
Remind me where they are. The Serenity and Monta Vista. What's the location?
Serenity is just down here, just off the roundabout.
Oh, that's the short lane.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then Monta Vista is the one. Is that the one below it?
No, Monta Vista is. Yeah.
Roughly, well, just north of the Volkswagen Sports, or by Capstone, sort of out that area.
But across the way?
Yeah.
More west of you.
Okay. Subject on what? Payment of fees?
To payment of fees if there are any outstanding.
Okay.
So we'll take one at a time.
All right. I'd like to make a motion that we grant final acceptance of Serenity Subdivision subject to them paying their fees.
If any.
Second.
Okay.
Sorry.
Motion by Arrington, second by Nelson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Make a motion that we accept the Monta Vista Estate Subdivision. Accept that based on them paying their fees if applicable.
Yep.
That's the only thing missing on both of these is just the fees.
Well, that's just a catch all.
Okay.
If we think they're all paid, but just in case.
That's okay. I'll second that motion.
Okay. Motion by Arrington, second by Urey. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item 5 is a general plan amendment. Discussion and possible action. Consider amending the general plan by including a water use and conservation element in accordance with Utah Senate Bill 110. 2022 general session. Ordinance 2025-25. Andrea.
So as you stated, in 2022, Senate Bill 110 was passed requiring municipalities to incorporate water use element in their general plan. That needs to be done by December 31st of this year. So I worked on that, consulted with Weaver Basin Water Conservancy District, because we do get a small amount of our culinary water from them. In order to be in compliance with this, we have to make sure that we include a few different elements, so author checklist. So in the first section with the policies, we're addressing the effect of water on, with future development. Then the next section is, so the next section is the existing and future population. And then we have methods of reducing water demand per capita for existing uses, modification to city owned properties and our uses. So a lot of this is in line with our water conservation plan that Tyson got approved a couple months ago. This was presented to the Planning Commission. They had a couple different suggestions. So on policy number three, bullet point three, it's supporting decreased lot sizes and configuration standards. They asked that be stricken or removed from the plan. On policy number five, bullet point number four, it read promoting strategies for the health of Weaver Basin watershed and the reservoirs. They would like promoting change to encouraging, and then recommended approval with those changes.
That was at five, you said?
Policy five, bullet number four.
The promoting strategies of the health of Weaver.
Uh-huh. To just change the word promoting to encouraging. Commissioner Wilkinson brought up what our responsibility would be if we put the word promoting, like what we would be.
Proactive stuff.
Yeah. So we just changed it a little bit just to not have a responsibility of actively promoting that.
So just changing
to encouraging.
And then removing the smaller lot size configuration.
Right. Yeah. So you are able to make additional edits to the plan, go with their recommendations, or your own.
Question I have is, I don't care about this wording, but it says in the per capita use, the city is projected to experience significant growth through at least 2050. I mean, I'm looking at the Loman View debate and stuff. Do we actually have, is that true? Are we expecting significant growth through 2050? And
if the interest rate goes down, I think we'll see a huge.
Did you see the report that they put out today?
That's who.
Population is supposed to double within in
the state of Utah.
States. Yeah.
State of Utah, I think, but there's a lot of empty land between Tooele and Salt Lake. I'm wondering where in Pleasant View significant growth would happen.
Not double it statewide.
Yeah, no, but I said Pleasant View's not going to double. But
yeah. I mean, that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if we have actual numbers where we, because I remember we looked last year, we said, what, we're getting six building permits or something like that.
So that's only 9,000 people talking to meet that projection.
9,000
additional
through 2050.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I'm looking. So we base that term significant off of some sort of projection like that.
Yeah.
That would be not double, but close to.
And so that wording there is in line with the water conservation plan and the way that the engineer worked up the numbers for that.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering, because we kind of see things anecdotally, and I'm just wondering if it's based on
based on plan. Zoning. That's why I've been like the zoning changes that affects the our data models.
Steve, we this is fine, and I appreciate this, but you know, we've talked a little bit about some of our commercial areas being a certain percentage of greens, you know, landscape, and we've kind of changed it and thought about, instead of being 15%, you know, maximum of 15% or zero or something like that. Would that be need to be part of this, or is that a separate?
No. So this is defining like what our goals are for water use and how we can get there, and then it takes the city to through and effectively change ordinances.
So policy. We'll be doing things like that
like that
to meet
because of this.
Okay, perfect. And that's what I was just wondering, if we
They didn't really see anything about that in here. I mean, we want to have a direction. I get that.
So it does talk about, you know, identifying uses, land uses that are high water.
So that will come just because of this.
I think this is more like the introduction, and then we add more as
good. As long as that's good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this addresses it generally
for the
general plan, and then you get into specifics and.
And we've already made significant progress. Tyson's team has already, all the meter stuff that we've been doing. And
he has.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Yep, and that has identified.
This is a legal requirement
that we've done with the city.
Sure, yeah. So my question, if we do adopt this, does it just get added to the general plan? It's not attached to it now, obviously, but. Maybe we just put it in there as a section, subsection.
Definition and language introducing the general plan, correct?
Yeah, it would just be
added. This actual document, this PDF, gets
would be inserted to appended to it.
Right.
Okay.
And just for a GWAS file, I have applied for a grant to try and get our general plan updated. So Wasatch Front Regional Council is offering grants for assistance with that. So hopefully we can reconfigure the whole thing and get it, you know, to where we want to be.
It'll be fun,
Steve. So, and this is great, but does this tie us to anything that we don't want to?
These are like our goals.
And these are goals, but does that?
Gives us a direction.
Duties.
I see what you're asking. Kind of like,
does it bind us to anything?
Bind us to anything? I mean, these are all gee whiz things and wonderful things we want to do, but. Are we tying ourselves to something that we can't do, or?
Well, there's no actual data that you have to meet in here, right?
So
right.
There's no.
So market. this meets what the state wants us to look at, but is that the only thing, or is this truly? Because we want to do something that makes a difference, which like those commercial areas that will make a difference, and I get that's the next step, but this just seems like a lot of fluff if it really doesn't have any teeth, or I don't know. But is that just part of what the state has to have?
It doesn't bind you to anything, but as a city, we should be working toward water conservation.
Yeah.
And so this is outlining the goals on how to get there. I told the Planning Commission, I went on the watershed tour with Weber Basin Water, and they do it every other year. And if you haven't been on it, I would highly recommend that you go on it.
Tour.
Because I used to be one of those people that thought, people freaking out about water were a little overboard. They're not.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, there's a limited amount of water, and that really is going to limit our growth in Pleasant View. Go back to Phil is water. I mean, if we don't, a lot of these places will not build if we don't find some water. As long as we can have a water slide, then I'll make a motion that we.
Again, I got one comment before you go. I'm not sure what page this is. The last one before the ordinance itself, where we sign it. At the top, it says, rather than drilling new wells or developing additional springs, the city has contracted with WVWCD for additional water on an as-needed basis. I don't really like that, because I think that here in Pleasant View, we have opportunity for quite a bit of growth on the hill. I think we have opportunity for springs that we can actually tap into and new wells. So, I mean, is that wording something that we can change?
It's not so definitive.
So I think
rather
problematic. Because your capital facilities plans are all built around that statement.
This statement?
So not that you can, but your other plans are completely built around us buying into Weber Basin. So even like our projects, like we don't even have new wells, because back when that decision was made, we removed and rebuilt our capital facilities plan.
So you without would have to adjust that if we wanted to.
So that changes your impact fees, so our impact fees aren't even.
And all that could be done in the future.
New wells now.
You could do that, but it would, instead of changing the language,
rather than doing. I think we could change it here. That says if
Bill's going to come up with some good wording.
No. If additional. The city continued monitoring rebuild well and springs. If additional needs, I don't know.
Then we could revisit.
I think we have so many springs available to us. That's something that I wouldn't want to go rather than, I guess, you know, I just like.
What springs do we have to still, other than at the bottom of the hill?
We still have a giant aquifer under us. So
a lot of. water
over the ground somewhere.
But Tyson has a good point. If we did that, though, we would have to revisit our, you know,
yeah, but that's,
our impact
but
fees and our capital.
We just want to make sure this doesn't preclude us from the ability to do that.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying too.
Okay.
I just don't want to be locked if.
So what kind of language, what were you suggesting then?
Well, it seems like this isn't, this section is not the policies that were, the policies are separate. This section seems to be a recitation of like, facts, like
a lot of this does come out of
the so like
conservation
sort of expected to grow to this. So I don't know if it's, I think that's stating a past fact, not a future looking yet.
Gotcha.
That rather than new wells, we have done this in the
okay.
past.
So,
but I agree with what you're saying. Certainly nothing, I just don't know if that's what that does.
I don't think it precludes us from doing that.
Nothing. And if you wanted, if you wanted to do it, general plan, okay.
I don't think it will stop us or preclude us from doing that in the future.
The city may, I mean, you could just change it to say rather than drilling new wells or developing additional springs, the city may contract with WCD for additional water on an as-needed
basis.
That.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Instead of a past has contracted.
I don't think we may, though, because we are going to do that.
Well, we already have.
But for additional.
Weaver Basin?
Yeah, we're already.
Yeah, we already have.
Yeah, but
you're already bought into buying there. So you've adopted their impact fee planning on doing that, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. Is this a past looking statement that's saying this is what we've done, or is this a future looking policy guidance?
I think it's both.
Andrea, what was your intent?
Yeah, well, I mean, it says that we're considering the water consumption of existing and future. So it's talking about.
So perhaps we could add the word may.
So you say has contracted with WBCD for additional water on an as-needed basis and may do so in the future.
I think
or
that
something
would be
like that.
Well,
or may continue to do so in the future.
But,
span. I don't know. It's your,
that
speak of your
us,
concern
but,
here.
But it just offers, you know, a different perspective. It doesn't bind us to anything.
And that's what I'm just, I just don't want to lock us into something. If we come across like, okay, we'd rather use the spring at this, in this point, then I don't want to be locked into that we have to. That's what I'm trying to say. So is everybody okay if we just change
that? This is just a guideline though, man.
Yeah.
This doesn't lock us into anything.
But it's continued language for that consideration.
Sure, make a motion with that.
Go for it. Go.
I am. I've been a motion hog tonight. You ready?
Yes.
Now there was one other.
Oh yeah, that's right.
There was one other promote.
Yeah, there was. I did notice that one.
It's on
this morning. There. Promoting the upgrade of maintenance of irrigation systems.
Where?
For item 4, bullet point 1, 2, 3, 4.
So if we're doing getting rid of one promote, make sure you get all of them.
Okay.
Make sure that it's yeah.
Promoting the update.
In exhibit 1 as well as the. Okay. And all the stuff after the ordinance, exhibit A, excuse me, make sure that it gets changed in bold.
Is this just taken out of some generic thing? This is written specifically for the loop.
Well, yeah. So I see the answer to my question, by the way, about the future study. I should have read it.
From here.
H3.
Spent a lot of time on converting specific to
puzzle.
I like to make a motion that we
approve this general plan amendment for the water use and conservation element. It's ordinance 2025-20 with the following changes in item 3-3. We're deleting supporting decreased lot size and configuration standards as per Planning Commission's recommendation. 4-4, instead of promoting, we're going to put encouraging on that line, encouraging the updating and maintenance of irrigation systems. And on item 5-4, we'll put encouraging strategies for the health of the Weaver Basin watershed. And then finally, underneath that consideration of water consumption section, the very last paragraph says, I would like it to say, rather than drilling new wells or developing additional springs, the city may contract with WCD for additional water on an as-needed basis. That's my motion.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'd like you to restate that.
Okay. Second. Motion by Arrington, second by Nelson.
Idea.
Further discussion.
Yeah, question. Andrew, was this a template or did you create all of this from the bill or
This wasn't a template. I would now and researched a whole bunch of different cities and how they had their setup. There was anything from one page front and back to 45 pages. So I kind of took what best fit our city, incorporated our water conservation plan into that.
Okay.
Thanks for all your work.
Yeah, that's good. That helps me understand. So
this will be a roll call vote. Arrington.
Yes.
Gibson. Marriott.
Yes.
Nelson.
Yes.
Murray.
Yes.
Motion carries. All voting yes. All voting yes. Thank you. Item six, Hillsborough Drive funding participation discussion. This is one we're bringing back. Discussion and consideration to participate in the funding of Hillsborough Drive. We've talked about this several times. We keep kind of tabling it. We did meet with Sean.
I said that I would touch base with Dave Lawley and confirm that he knew it was on tonight's agenda. I did not do that.
Okay. Well,
I just wanted to make that known.
Okay.
He's the developer on the other side.
On the west side.
He was the one that was here
previously. Yes.
On
the road.
We did meet with Sean, and I told him it's possible that we might do something small. It's very possible that we might do nothing. So he's like, he's going to just see where, work with Dave to see what he want to do. So,
Mayor,
it's whatever you choose.
I don't feel that we have. I think it's still up in the air. I don't would say we make a motion to not fund anything on the road at this point.
Okay,
but as some plan or something comes before us, we could revisit it.
I think that's fair.
At this point, there's too many questions.
It might be months and months and months before it happens. So
I don't want to commit anything to it at this point. So that's my motion.
I think that's a fair motion.
So is that a motion?
It is a motion.
You did say that would be my motion.
That would be my motion, yeah. Yes, to not do anything at this point.
Is there a need for them to do something with the road now, right? There's no safety issue.
We haven't gotten anything from them as far as an official and they said it probably be spring before they can do anything anyway because of the timing.
It was only because of development that they would be doing anything. It wasn't because the road was in disrepair or something.
And that was just a concept.
And it's a private road. It's
I understand the issue. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't something we were
Sean at the gala mentioned to me, he regardless of whether or not you guys participate, we're going to, it was just an ask.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily we need you. But
that's what is
be nice. But for, if you don't, we're still going to proceed with our development. So.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion. Okay. So that doesn't, go ahead. Discussion. That doesn't preclude that there could be participation. No. It just says right now we're not going to put money up that we don't know.
Yeah. There's we don't know anything about even going forward.
It might come back when they actually submit something formal.
Which and if we make some demands or something that is above and beyond what they normally would do, I think there's a 60-foot right of way for that road, and those improvements would be there. It's a 60-foot.
Whatever it is. Okay, so I have a motion by Gibson, second by.
Make sure it's a rural road.
Marion.
33, 60. On his plan, 60.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. We already did item seven. Item eight is an interlocal agreement. Discussion and consideration to enter into an interlocal agreement with Weber County for the delivery of municipal solid waste to the Weber County Transfer Station.
Oh, great.
Sean, who is the acting as the Weber County Director of Community Development.
Dismiss yourself, go over there and say.
Figure this out.
I invited Sean here to present this. This was presented to WACOG.
You can take it out.
First of the month. And a lot of information, and I thought it was just better if Sean presented it to each of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Call, and thank you to the City Council for letting me take a few minutes tonight. So I think everyone is aware of the county's transfer station. I was told to stop calling it the transfer station and just call it the dumps, and everybody would know what I'm talking about. So that's what we are referring to tonight. So the transfer station, we've been at our current location since the old landfill closed on 24th Street. back in the late 90s, and it falls under my portfolio as the county's community development director. So I oversee the transfer station director. He reports to me, and then I report to the commissioners. So I'm involved in what happens at the transfer station pretty much on a daily basis. We have a good partnership with all of the cities right now. So last year, Pleasant View, well as every other city, signed an interlocal agreement that guaranteed that its municipal waste would come to the county's transfer station. That agreement had a two-year term, and then it extended for six additional two-year terms, and it had a six-month out clause that the city could use if it ever chose to take its waste elsewhere. So the reason that we're here tonight is because we are asking you to consider the same agreement with different timeframes. And this is, I'll talk about those in a second, but this is due to some things that have happened over the last several months. There was a new transfer station that opened in Ogden City, and they've come and met with us. And what they've told us is our goal is to take all of the commercial waste and all of the residential waste. That, I mean, they're a business and we understand that. So the county currently provides a service. We provide a service for municipal waste. We provide a service for commercial waste. We also provide a service where individual residents can come to the transfer station and dispose of whatever it is that they have to dispose of, whether that's general waste, household hazardous waste, like paint or batteries or other things like that, pesticides. We have a green waste operation where we actually recycle that green waste into products and then sell it. And we also accept construction and demolition material, which is transferred out to the county's construction and demolition landfill at the end of 12th Street. So what has happened? We have a contract with Republic Services right now, same entity that hauls for Pleasant View. They haul county's waste